Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everybody? Yet another stripped down to the bones, gorilla type podcast. Yes, again, I am recording on my phone. I haven't had a chance to even look at another microphone setup, but my homegirl hit me up with because she just got a new microphone, so she's gonna start her own podcast and shit. So I might look into that setup. But until then, here I am, recording on my phone. I hope everybody's doing well. St. Patrick's Day, or as I like to call it, white boy Cinco de Mayo. It bothered me, seeing so many, people who aren't of Irish descent, in Kiss Me, I'm Irish t-shirts. Like, come on, man. That's cultural appropriation. You know, I remember years ago, I was with my ex-girl. And she's half white. Her mom's Irish. And I want to tell you that traditional Irish food, like for St. Patrick's Day, is damn right insulting to those of us who use seasonings and shit, right? Like, and when you think of like traditional foods, like for holidays, you know, of course you have like the Thanksgiving turkey, and you have for Christmas, you have the Christmas goose or the Christmas ham and all that shit, and I guess fish and other stuff for Easter, and it's like so many holidays have their particular or specific meals. Now, this one year, I go celebrate Thanksgiving at my ex-girl's family's house, and her mom's like, I'm making corned beef and hash and all that shit. I'm like, oh, you know what? I've never partaken myself in traditional Irish food, right? Now, allow me to say that I thought that the stereotype that Irish people just boil everything, I thought that was a myth. Like, I thought it was like a joke, a stereo, like, you know, like fucking Nazi propaganda, like when he's like, oh, all Polish people are stupid and shit. But no, she dead ass boiled ham, boiled it in just salt. Like, there's like no others. And then she threw in like she didn't even like make the potatoes nice. She just like made them in force and just threw them in the pot. And I'm like, oh, so like, does this like make like a goulash or whatever? And she's like, no, you just eat it like that, bro. I'm like, why is there water on my plate? Like, this is fucked up. So I like, now I understand why like this whole island just drinks just fucking, like, you know, they drink Guinness, and Guinness is gross. It's fucking grass, nigga. Like, I don't understand how people can drink that dark fucking pond water of a beer, but anyway, fucking happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. But yeah, man, like I went this whole weekend and like just thinking like how old I'm getting. Like, you know, I recently told my kids that I'm older than Google, and they didn't believe me. They dead ass didn't believe me. I'm like, fucking Google started in 1998. Like, I predate that shit by like 15 years, bro. Like, you know, I'm really out here. I was really out in these streets. Fucking America Online in it. Like, my internet came on a floppy disk to my house. And I was on chat rooms and shit with people I thought were girls and shit. Like, it was just, it was a wild time. So, like, like, I've realized that, like, this year I turned 41. And this is like, it's rough, like, being in your 40s when you still have, like, a young feel in your mentality. You know, I still wear hoodies with fucking stupid caricatures and shit. And, you know, I wear, you know, fucking stylish sneakers and all that shit. But, like, I'm 41 this year. I'm, like, I'm dead-ass 41. Like before I was like, yo, let's make sure we get to the club. But not before, you know, not before midnight because, you know, the fucking the club is dead and all that shit. And, like, now in my 40s, it's like I really have to, like, second guess, like, watching a movie, like, after 9 because I don't think I'm going to finish the shit. Like, I know I'm not going to finish it. I'm going to fucking fall asleep on my couch like a heroin addict. And, like, I'm going to wake up with a fucking stiff neck because I slept on my couch. But, like, yeah, man, it's just like... Like, aging used to be, like, something that, like, people did gracefully. And I don't think we do that anymore. And, like, you know, one day... Like, you know, you have the whole world ahead of you and your future's bright. And then all of a sudden, you're just like, I'm like, oh, shit, my knee hurts. Like, I threw my back out when I was plugging in my charger one time. And that shit was like a blow to my ego. And I'm like, this shouldn't be, bro. Like, I remember I fell off like a 7-foot drop. And slid down the driveway of one of my old houses. And I got up like nothing ever happened. Like me, I sneezed too hard. And like my back catches a spasm. So like, it's just, I don't know. It's hard out here, man. It's hard out here. You know. Like, I know I'm getting older because like the prospect of young, pretty girls, you know, doesn't fucking excite me anymore. Like, I remember, like, when I was in my 20s and, like, you know, maybe in my early 30s, I was like, oh, shit, that, you know, that 22-year-old girl, and, you know, she thinks I'm cute, and she compliments my outfit and all that shit. Like, now that shit's gross to me. Like, I know, like I don't know how Leonardo DiCaprio can do it. Like, being, like, he's, like, 50-something. And I'm like, you date 23-year-olds. Like, that shit's, it's creepy. It's really, really creepy. Like, it's predatory, fam. Like, and I don't understand, like the guys who watch, like teen porn and shit. That shit's gross. Like, it's gross to me. Because, like, fam, you know. They're old enough to be your daughter. And, like, it's creepy. It's predatory, fam. Like, now, like, that's how I know I was getting older. Like, I knew I was getting older because the age of the porn actresses that I watched, like, they got older, you know? And, like, the professions changed, too. It was, like, before it was, like, oh, young, hot masseuse. The satisfies, blah, blah, blah. Like, now it's like a lady doing taxes has a conversation with a dude and he feels satisfied after that conversation. Like I don't get it. Like you know, porn, like, especially at it, you know, the older that you get, you're like, I'm telling you, guys, fellas, your porn actresses have to get older. Like, I'm telling you, they have to get older. You can't, like, you know, beat your meat to, like, you're nubile and petite. And, like, no, no. Like, some of the porn stars that I watch, like, have, like, stretch marks and shit. Like, like, fucking made with a cesarean scar. Has sex for a little while and then until she catches a cramp in her leg. And then she has to stop for a while. Like, that's the porn I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck that. Talk that shit, bitch. Like, talk that shit. Like, yeah, rest a little bit. And then, like, no, don't move my leg like that. Like, that shit, that's more realistic to, like, to the plight of the older gentleman. You know, it's not like, you're so huge. No, is that, that's not how, you know, older women fuck. Like, it's just like, stop. I'm gassy. Like, that's more the sex that, you know, is more realistic, and especially the older that you get. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just over here just talking about porn and shit on a Monday evening. How dare I? But yeah, man, like I'm saying, like, I, you know, I get called sir a lot now. Like, I, you know, I still actively watch cartoons. Like, you know, I'll catch myself, like, watching Batman, the animated series. And not only do I watch Batman, the animated series, I watch fucking video, like, theses, like breaking down, like, the character of the Joker and what made him tick and why Clayface was, like, I spend, like, 15 plus minutes, like, per video on YouTube, like, watching this shit, and I go, oh, you know what, that's right, the motherfucker did, you know, he did have a rough childhood and shit, and then, like, and then at the same time, like, I was like, oh, shit, I forgot to do my taxes. I got to do my taxes really quick. While actively watching a cartoon that I used to watch when I was 10 years old. So that's, like, the duality of me. Of, like, I'm an adult, but, like, I'm not to be taken serious. And you know what's funny is, like, a lot of guys are, like, out there are like that. You know, a lot of us are out there. Where, like, we're, you know, we work very hard and, you know, we have our responsibilities and we pay our taxes and, you know, we go to sleep at a reasonable time. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it's like, yo, I'm going to do a Ren and Stimpy marathon on a Sunday afternoon and I don't want to be bothered. You know, like my bathroom mats have like Basquiat dinosaurs all over them. Like, it's, I'm very immature. But mature at the same time. I can't. It's weird. It's a conundrum. But women, I hear you judging. I hear you judging out there. Like, oh my God, he still watches cartoons, and he still watches Batman. He should grow up. He's doing too much. It's giving immaturity. That's how most of the women sound like to me. But at the same time, there's a lot of Disney adults out there. Like, I see a lot of Disney, like, women who go to fucking Disney World without kids. Like, they don't bring, like, no, this is mommy's time. Like, I'm gonna go meet Aladdin. Like, I'm gonna go fucking get drunk and fucking Euro Disney and fucking, and feel up Darth Vader. I don't know. But, like, yeah. So, we all have our immaturities. We all have our things. We're all adults. We're all, like, voting age adults who can shape this nation. But yet, we're still, like, still grasping to our childhood. And I think it's like my age, millennial, where, you know, I think we try too hard to grow up faster than We should have. So we really didn't appreciate our childhood, you know, when we had it. Like, you know, I started smoking weed at 13. I started drinking at 12. I started going out, like, when I was, like, 14, 15. So, like, by the time I was, like, in my mid-20s, I was tired. I've had it with going out. Like, yo, I'm retired out the game. Like, nah, man, you know, I was in Club Malibu, fucking teen night and all that shit. Like, we were worn out. Like, we drank way too much. You know, we all developed addictions, got overset addictions and shit. Like, I have a friend that I just saw on Facebook that his son is 21. He's just turned 21 and shit. I'm like, dog. It's like, we didn't enjoy our childhood. Like, this nigga, he got a chick pregnant right out of high school. So I'm like, well, you know, I guess because we didn't allow ourselves to enjoy our childhood because we were too busy trying to become adults. By the time we became adults, it's like, oh, shit, let me go relive all that shit. Let me go relive my childhood, because now I have expendable income. Now I can. Now, like, I have the money where I can buy the White Ranger, like the 1994 White Ranger outfit, Tiger Zord, and, you know, with the Saba and all that. I have that money now. So one day, you're just gonna see me posted up like a chubby White Ranger and shit. And I don't want to hear anything from anybody. You know, I'm reliving my childhood because I couldn't when I was a kid. Like, I enjoyed a lot of stuff when I was a kid. Like, I enjoyed being young, and I enjoyed the things that I did as a child. But, like, again, like, I focused too much on, like, yo, when I grow up, I'm going to do all this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to fucking work here, and I'm going to live there. And then none of that shit came to fruition. And, like, you know what? Let's run this back. Let's run it back. Like, you know, there's a lot of gray in my beard now, and my metabolism not as fast as it used to be, but I could still relive my childhood. But I guess what I'm saying is, like, you know, it's never too late. It's never too late to be a kid. You know, I guess fucking Toys R Us had it right. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. You know, and if you don't think there's more people, like, who are stuck, like, trying to relive their childhood, if you don't think that that's a thing, if you think that, oh, Joe, you're just immature, and Joe, you know, no, you're just a guy who wants to relive his childhood. If you think that that's true, if you think that's fucking true, I will refer you to the death of the creator of Dragon Ball Z and how grown men cried like an uncle died when that man passed. Akira Suzuki Yokohama. I don't know his real fucking name, because, you know, I didn't really know the creators of anime. I watched this shit. But, like, if you think that I'm the only one that's still, you're just like, you're still holding on to what was and shit. So many grown-ass men with fucking heart pills and fucking, and, like seat donut cushions and shit, like, because, you know, they have hemorrhoids and shit. How many of these motherfuckers cried when the creator of Dragon Ball Z died? Keep thinking that. If you think that I'm the only one that's still, you know, still caught up in the things that made me happy as a child, I would refer you to the Barbie movie, where so many, like, this, like, This was a cultural phenomenon. This movie was a cultural phenomenon. And it wasn't like, oh, young girls. Because one, I don't think the movie was for young girls. I think it was for, like, you know, the women with fucking episiotomy scars and shit. Like, you know, women with, you know, with fucking, with one nipple. There's anyone that's an outie. Like, that movie was for them. Nostalgia. This is what I'm talking about. I'm really talking about nostalgia. This show took a turn somewhere. I'm trying to figure out where it went left. But, hey, I'm talking about getting old, people. I'm talking about, you know, you can age, but you don't have to grow up. You don't necessarily have to grow up. You could be a joyful person and still appreciate the stuff that once made you happy in the past and still be, a productive person of society. You could still be a good parent. You could still be a good husband, boyfriend, wife, mother. And still be immature as shit. Like, in certain ways, not in all aspects and shit. Like, if you're out here fucking listening to fucking Sexy Red and all that shit, like, then you need to grow up just a little bit more. But, you know, don't let your age dictate how much fun you have in life. But it should dictate what kind of porn you watch. Like, I want to go back to that point because, dude, it's gross. It's gross. It's really gross. Like, you should not be watching stepsister or stepmom porn. Because in your 40s, stepmom porn, like, she's like 60. It's like GILF shit. It's, you know, I mean, like, I remember back in the day, like, you know, watching old women fuck was like, oh shit, want to see some weird shit? Like, this is one that's like called, like, like, back in the day, I'm about to age myself with this one. This one, like, is called, like, Century Sex. The lady's, like, 70 or 80 years old, and she's getting fucking railed by, like, four guys. And, like, it's fucking gross because her fucking skin was translucent. And, like, oh, shit, that's gross. Oh, what the fuck? I can't stop watching. Now, like, this is a norm. Like, mature woman pleases pool boy and shit, like. She's 50. He's 30. Like, that's a normal relationship these days. So, I guess that's my show. It's weird. It's weird, like, doing these shows on my phone. Because, I don't know. I guess it gives it less structure. Like, I'm not writing any of this. Like, this is just, I just felt like recording something. I walked around my apartment talking about fucking old people porn and shit. So I don't know what kind of entertainment you're going to get from this or what kind of knowledge you're going to get from this show, but it is what it is. So I guess that's it. This has been another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Peace.